Karibo said, good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Beis. Hey, if you remember yesterday, we saw the Mishnah on Yud Alef and Beis. Right, just to recap quickly, the beginning of today's Gemara is going to seemingly have absolutely nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but then we're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah that will help us try and decide one way or another. So that's why it's kedai to just to review quickly. Right, the Mishnah said, Harini Nazir ve'alei legalech Nazir. My guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and I'm also going to bring korbanos that are shaykh to a nazir when he shaves. So the guy says, me too, and I'm also going to bring the korbanos for the nazir. So what are you doing? If they were smart, right, they would bring each other's korbanos. Right, if they were smart, right, the first guy would bring the other guy's korbanos, the second guy would bring the first guy's korbanos. Right, and if not, right, then they obviously would bring other nazir's korbanos. So with that background, I just remember what that Mishnah was. Now we dive into the Gemara here on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer l'shlucho. The guy says to shliach, say v'kaddish li isha stam. Go find me a woman. Doesn't matter who it is. Guy knows a pasuk. It's good for a person to be married, right? He just wants to be married, whatever it is. Lo tov li'os adam levado, eselo ezer can I go? It's not good for a man to be. Okay, so the guy says, okay, I want to be married. Fine, go find me somebody to marry. So then, what happens? Now, the important thing here is added by the Bach, and this is also found in the parallel Gemara, right? The parallel Gemara in Gittin, okay? Yeah, Gittin, that's not with Dalit, okay? Then starts stress, fine. The important point here is Umesa Shliach, and then the Shliach dies, right? And then Asr B'chol Anashim Shabba Olam. And obviously, we don't know, right? The Shliach didn't tell him which woman this guy ended up marrying, so he's not allowed to marry any women, right? He's not allowed to marry any women in the world, because maybe that woman will be a relative of the woman that he married. Right, how does he know, right, who he married? He could have married anybody, and therefore, when he wants to actually get married, right, it could be that the second woman that he quote-unquote marries is the relative of the first, and that is Aser, right, as we did, you know, in Nivamos and all those Gemaras over there. So that doesn't work. So what happens? So the guy is Aser to get married. Man, he can't marry anybody else. Why? Because Chazaka, Shliach, Ozer, Shliach, Ozer, right, on the first of all, this is a Chazaka. We say that a Shliach is going to do his Shlichos, so it must be that he, as Mefarish says here, Halach v'kid eshlo ishos, he actually did do what he was told. He came to Leparishle, but he didn't explain it to him, right, he didn't tell him who he married, so Haloyode, he knew Kadishle, he doesn't know who he married, and therefore all the women might be relatives of this guy, and therefore he's not allowed to marry anybody else in the future. Now, just Tosus over here points out, a very important Tosus, and if you're learning the daf over here, Tosus Dira Maskal Aser. He says, "Vim Tomar, if that's true, Kuli Amal Yasu Lisa Nashim, the Shema Zos Hish and Iskacha, Al De Shliach." Well, if you're going to take it, right, if you extend it ad nauseum, right, you're going to take it all the way, that maybe every other woman is a relative to this woman that he married, right, he's not allowed to marry her sister, mother, daughter, etc. So why don't we say that every woman is Aser in the world, because maybe that's the woman that the Shliach was Mekadesh, and she's an Ish Ish, and she's already married. So he says, So Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, a woman is believed to say she wasn't the one who was married, who accepted Kiddushin from the Shliach. Okay, but that Tena Kidolos, Katanos Shein and Yodos, okay, that works for all the Gedolim, but what about the Ketanim? Right, the Ketanos, right, their father can marry off a Ketan, or a Ketana, his daughter is a Ketana, maybe her father accepted the Kedusha from the Shliach, and she didn't realize. And if the father died, we don't know, and she never told his daughter, he never told his daughter that she accepted the Kedusha for her. And this is the important point in Tosos I wanted to make. Really, says Tosos, really, this is not a Dindar Raisa. It's not a Dindar Raisa. Really, he's allowed to marry other women. Tazlino Basaruba, because we go after Rove, we go based on the majority, and we say that most of the people, obviously, were not the ones that he married. But Enu Ela Knosa, this is a Knas Ba'alma. It's a fine. Because what are you doing? Why are you sending a shliach to marry some random woman and making us go crazy here with whether she's mother or not, etc., etc.? Okay, and he continues on. But Tosis over here says that it's a knas. It's not really a din. There are other Rishonim who dispute that, who disagree with that, but let's just go with that for now. that it's a knas, because, you know, come on, man, like, don't make us, don't create halachic svekos with something as serious as marriage, and ishish, etc., etc. Okay, so anyways, that's the halacha that we have over here, that if a guy sends a shliach to marry a woman, we don't know who it was, so then he's also with all, to all the other women in the world, if he wants to marry, quote-unquote, again, later. Eisvei Rabbi Shlagash, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlagash asked a question from Rabbi Yochanan. 1 second, I don't understand. Again, if you remember, this is Rabbi Yochanan's den, right? He was the last one we mentioned, right? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan about his shita. He said, what do you mean? Kan stuma. Now, again, this is, we mentioned recently, I forget, maybe last week or so, I forget already, with the concept of a kinim. The concept of a kinim is Mesechus Kinim and Mishnayos, right? One of the underrated, more difficult Mishnayos in Shas, even though it's very short, so sometimes people take it, right, for like a shloshim or something, and they don't realize what they're getting themselves into, but okay. So kinim is basically what it means, a pair of birds, and often those are brought as a pair, one of them being an ola, one of them being a chatos, right? Again, for a zav, a woman gave birth, whatever. So sometimes those people are going to have to bring a count of birds, or kinim, a cane, or however you pronounce it, right? A pair of birds. One is an ola, and one is a chatos. And that distinction is important because it depending on what korban it is, the zrikas hadam, the sprinkling of the blood, is going to be different on the Mizbeach. Right? One is going to be above, one is going to be below. I forget which one is which. But that's an important distinction in terms of the birds. Now, kan stuma, what it means is, if you have a pair of birds that was stam, that is not necessarily determined which bird is which bird is the chathas and which bird is the ola. So, and then what happens? Sheparcha. And it runs away. Parcha goes al echad mehem, la avir olam. One of them runs away. Oh, Shaparcha lebein chatos hamesos, or it runs into, it gets lost amongst of korban chatos that have to die. Meaning maybe their owner died or whatever, and you can't bring them as korbanos. What do you do with the birds? So that let's say again, if a guy brings a couple of birds, and the guy dies, so you can't bring that korban because it doesn't get atonement for him. So you leave those birds to die. So maybe this bird ran into a group of those birds, and we don't know which one it is. Oh, shemes echem mehem, or just one of them died. So, yikach zug l'sheni, he should take a pair for the other bird. Because, again, he didn't designate ola or chatos, right? He has one bird left. That bird is unspecified. So, you take another bird and just pair him up, and then, fine. Vilu kama farashas, but if it was a specific kan, meaning if you had already designated this bird is the ola, this bird is the chatos, and then one of them disappears, you don't know which one or which, you don't know where it is, tene in lo tarkana, where they got nothing to do. Right? There's nothing you can do, right? Again, you can't fix that. So now the point is that v'ilu shar kinim be'alma mitaknan, meaning the implication is that all the other birds are fine. Meaning if you're telling me that what do we say at the beginning, that if one bird runs away, right, so then just take some other random bird and bring it in. The implication is, right, that all the other birds in the world, right, are fine. Well, again, if you're able to fix up the first bird, right, you might have, why don't we say, again, according to your logic, that all other women are usser, so why don't we say that all the birds are usser? Because there's a bird out there that was already designated for, I don't know, Yankel's korban, so you can never use any birds in the world, right, because maybe it's Yankel's bird who's already designated for a korban. I can't use Yankel's bird as a korban, and I can't use anybody else's bird as a korban. So if his bird is out there, so maybe all the birds in the world are done, according to that logic. If you tell me that, you're going to take it ad nauseum. So the Gemara says, that's the kasha. V'amai, lema kol chad v'chad adama hainiyu. Maybe every other bird, right, that is going to be that one. Right, so Amar Leizer, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Kamina ana isha delo naida. He says there's a difference between a woman and a bird. This is not supposed to be a misogynistic thing, right? Just saying in terms of their halakhic status for this shayla, right? There's a difference between a woman and a bird. A woman delo naida does not move around. If Amar Tali asur denied, right? And you're telling me, right, that it's usur as if it moves, as if it's something that that moves around. Meaning, if you remember, we've discussed in the past. I don't remember exactly when, but definitely in the stuff we cycle at some point. Right? The classic case of a suffix. Right? If a person has a suffix, how do you determine what halachic concept do you use to determine that suffix? I'd say there are classic cases. There are 9 kosher meat stores in the city and one treif meat store. How do you determine whether the meat that you have, right, is kosher or not? What halachic principle do you use? So if you have meat that you found on the floor, right, let's say meat you found in a random street in the city, so then we assume called the parish merubah parish that it must have come from the majority, and therefore you can eat the meat. But if the shaila is in terms of the store, right, you have meat, but you're not sure which store you went into, so then a store is kavua, a store is fixed, store is not going anywhere, and therefore that's something called kol kavua kamexa amaktadami, anything that's permanent we view as 50-50, and even though it's 9-1 in theory, but since it doesn't move, right, we use the halachic principle of kol kavua kamexa amaktadami, and therefore it's 50-50. So you can't compare a woman and a bird. A bird flies around. A woman is basically, relatively speaking, stationary, right? Stays there, so that therefore it's kavua. Right? If you tell me over here that the woman is also moving around, maybe she was, she wasn't home when she was accepted the kiddushin. Maybe she was in the market or whatever. So hasam hadra dinichusa, right? She's there, but she goes back. I mean, she goes home. Right? She's and she's relatively stationary. Now Tosus over here says that we don't mean she's actually stationary. Right? Again, Tosus is using this whole concept of that it's a knas. Right? It's like she's kavua. Right? She's not actually kavua. Obviously, women move around. Right? Obviously, they travel, etc., etc. So it's not actually kavua like a store. But okay, fine. We're using this type of halakhic framework as Tosus as the basis, right, for the knas. Okay. So either way, so hasam hadra lenichusa. Right there, she went back to being stationary. So gabi kan mihadra. But a bird, right? The bird doesn't. Bird flies away, right? Flies all around, right? Always makes a nest here, makes a nest there, right? So a bird we don't use, that nest, that's always moving around. So that's going to be something that moves. And therefore, we're going to use majority rules called the parish merubah parish, right, to determine the bird status. Okay, fine. Good. Amar Rava. Rava says, Umod Rabbi Yochanan. And again, Rabbi Yochanan, who had said that the woman, you're not allowed to marry any of the other women in the world if they do this thing. So if he sends a shlich out, right, you don't know which one it is, etc. Mod Rabbi Yochanan, Beisha She'in La, Lo Bas, Velo Bas Bas, Velo Bas Ben, Velo Aim, Velo Aim Aim, Velo Achos. Again, we said, what's the problem here, right? You can't marry a woman. Why? Because maybe that woman, right, is one of the relatives of the woman that you married beforehand. So, as you probably thought, well, what if the woman has no relatives? So, okay, so sure enough, fine, Beseder. So, if he has no relatives, Afo Pisha Haisa lo Achos vin Isgarsha la Achar Amikan, right, even though, right, she was, you had a sister, and she got divorced afterwards, meaning, and the point, what's after what? After the guy made the shlichus, after the guy that sent the shliach, sent dahi sharia, then therefore we're going to assume, and even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, obviously, if the woman has absolutely no relatives, right, that she is married to be, she's allowed to be married. And here's the key line, this is what we're going to bring in, our Mishnah, right? Again, the last line over there, that even if the woman was, if the woman had a sister who was married at the time, but then subsequently then get divorced, so then that is fine, right? Even if she got divorced after the guy made the shliach, the Gemara says my time. Huh? Why is that not a problem? Right? Because at the time the kamale that he told the guy to go get her own wife, Nisivan Lagavri, she was married, or she was married to a guy, right? Vikima Shubi Shliach, Bemilsa the Kaima Kame, Bemilsa the Lo Kaima Kame, Lo Meshavi Shliach. And a guy only appoints a Shliach for something that is in front of him, something that is available, something that is possible for him to do. But if that woman is off the market at that time, right? He makes a Shliach on Monday, says, go find somebody, for me to marry, he lives in Yerushalayim, he says, go find somebody to marry in Bnei Brak. So that woman was married on Monday. The guy shows up in Bnei Brak on Tuesday. Sure enough, she's been divorced. But at the time when the guy made the shliach in Yerushalayim, so the woman was married. So therefore, he wasn't thinking about that. And so therefore, again, if the woman he wants to marry now, right, is a sister of that woman, if the woman was married already, she was off the board. And then it's as if the woman had no relatives that were available. Now, the point is, right, here's the problem. The problem is our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, right? That was a whole lead up to get back to what we mentioned at the beginning. Hareini Nazir v'alayla galeach Nazir v'shmacha v'erova almar v'ani v'alayla galeach Nazir yim hayu pichim megalchen zeh v'im lav megalchen darim acherim nazirim acherim. Again, what did we say? We said a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm also going to pay for someone else's Nazir korbanos. And the guy says, me too. So what do? They pay for each other's korban. So the Gemara says, Bishlama basra. This works out. Again, what did we just say before? We just said before that a person only makes a shliach for something that is possible for him to have at that moment. It's not for something that's possible in the future. So this all works according to the second guy. Not according to, but for the second guy. Right? For the guy who says, yeah, me too. So he can pay for the first guy's korbanos. Right? Because the first guy was already a nazir. Right, and he was going to end up having to pay, right? Bring korbanos elikadma, but for the first guy, right? Me kabasar kamei. Right, what do you mean? The first guy didn't know the second guy was going to follow suit and say, "Yeah, me too. I'm also a nazir." So how can he pay that guy's korbanos, right? If he wasn't a nazir yet, right? And you're telling me that a person doesn't make a shliach to be Meshavi, he's not Meshavi Shliach for something that doesn't, not happening right now, right? Well, that guy wasn't a Nazir yet. So if you're telling me you're not going to take a nether, you're not going to be Meshavi Shliach or whatever, do anything for something that may come in the future, so how does that work out? So I mean, how does it make sense? Meaning, our mission is against, right, this whole concept of the Rola. So Allah Hachikamah, should really know. You have to reinterpret what the guy meant in the Mishnah. What he meant is, Imish kechanu dehavi nazir agalche. Right? If I find someone who's a nazir, so then I will give him his korbanos for shaving. Right? So hachanami, the Gemara says, well, so you could play that back also, right? By the case of a shliach and a woman, by Rabbi Yochanan's case. What he meant to say to the shliach was, Imish kach zemigisha kadishli. He could say, what do you mean? Maybe the shliach would say, if you find anybody who's available, even someone who's getting divorced between now and then, you marry her for me. So the Gemara says, Amri, so they said in the base medrash, lo mishavi inish shliach elo demisi demati ovid hashta. So he said, shlichus is a little bit different than nazirus. You can say, a guy taking a nether to pay for someone's korbanos. When someone takes a nether to pay for someone's korbanos, you can say, yeah, if I find a nazir, I'll pay for his korbanos in the future. Today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, whatever. But if a person's actually making a shliach, right, as you may have wondered, that's a little bit different. Right? That's only going to be something that the person can do for himself right now. So he's not going to be able to do a shliach. Bach changes that to adds the word shliach, I assume. Lo mashavi shliach. Right? Again, when a person is able to do something today, that's he's going to point to shliach for today. If he's unable to do that right now, so then he's not going to. The Gemara says, "Velo, really? Is that really true?" V'toshma, I'll bring you a proof. By Omer, the apotropos shelo. If a guy says to his apotropos, the apotropos is someone who's in charge of his estate. Guy goes on vacation, tells his butler, "Take care of my affairs." So he says, "Kol nedarim shadal todor ishti." Right? We had this at the end of the darim, and in the darim that my wife is going to make me kan v'ad shavo mimakom ploni hayfer lo. Right? Listen, buddy, take care of my house. Right? And, by the way, my wife likes to make these random nedarim. Any nedarim that she makes, be made for them. The hefer law, and the butler does so. Right? Yachol yehimu farim, you might have thought that would work. Therefore, tam alom, but the pasuk says, isha hi kemenu, isha hi ferenu. It's only through the husband. Right? It's only the husband is able to be made for nedarim, and not the guy's butler, and not the guy's shliach. Dev Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason Omer, Rabbi Yonason says, no, matzino b'chol makom sheshlechu shadim kamoso. We find that, yeah, no, it's not really true. We find that a shliach is like of a person has the same halachic status as the person, and therefore he can do it. That works. Now, the Gemara darshans out, time adam rachmana isha yikimenu b'shari firenu. The only reason Rabbi Yoshia says that doesn't work is because the pasuk specifies that it has to be the husband. Halav achi, but if the pasuk didn't say that, so maybe Abutrabas Mayfair. Right? The Abutrabas would be able, the Shliach would be able to be Mayfair, future Nadarin that his wife is going to make. Filu Gabi Didei, but the problem is that doesn't work for him. Because if you remember, within the Nadarin we saw, Gabi Didei Tanya, we learned in Rabbi Zah, Omer Leish to call Nadarin Shatadur, Mikan Viat, Avo, Mimakam Ploni, Ye Kamin, Lomer Klum. Sorry. One second. Right, meaning that everybody agrees. Meaning that if a guy says to his wife, "Any nether that you take from now until I get back, right, that it should be kayim," meaning I'm being mekayim those in darim. So then that doesn't work. That for sure doesn't work. Harei he mufarim. But if the guy says, "Any nether you're going to take from now until I get back," is mayfair, is I'm canceling them. So then Rabbi Elazar omer mufar, the chacham say they're not. That doesn't work. So and Kesachot Daitach, if you're going to tell me Ki Amar Rabbi Yoshi Ali B'Rabbanan, and we assume again that Rabbi Yoshi is holding the Rabbanan, Right, the Amri lo matzi mefer, that a person is not able to do anything in the future. And if the pasuk had not said, again, like we said before, the pasuk had not said it has to be through the husband, that his shliach would be able to be mefer these future nedarim that his wife's going to make. And so how does that work? So how does that, meaning how does that work? Clearly, we see that the husband is not allowed to be made for it in the future. How could he be Meshav Shliach? How could he make, what's the Halavina here, that he could make a Shliach to be made for the Darim in the future, if he himself can't be made for the Darim in the future? If you tell me maybe Rabbi Yoshi is holding like Rabbi Elezer, right, who says that you are allowed to be made for the Darim, and therefore the husband is able to be made for the Darim at this point, and therefore can be make a Shliach to be made for the Darim as well, Yachi Lamed Lishvi Shliach. Well, then what's the point of the shliach? Right? Let him do it right now. Let him do it. So Gemara says, "Kasavra Dilma Mishtalina Oh Rasachna Oh Mitridna." Says, "Okay, because you can't think about it right now. Because Tava is your practical answer. Right? He can't think about it right now. He's too busy. Right? Maybe he'll get upset. Right? So he's going to point the shliach to do it right before he leaves." Right, and therefore, therefore that's technically right. Again, that he should just have to, he would be able to appoint that shliach. That's why he would do so. All right, fine. Let's get to the next Mishnah, even though tomorrow's a bit short, but we can get to the next Mishnah. Let's go through the next Mishnah as well. Harei alayla galeach chatzi nazir. The guy says, I am going to pay for the korbanos of half a nazir. Or meaning specifically for the guy who's half v'shama chaveiro, and we'll see exactly the wording here is important. But guy's going to pay for the half of the korbanos for a nazir v'shama chaveiro v'amar v'ani alay legaleach chatzin nazir. The guy says me too. I'm also going to pay for half a nazir. Zema galeach nazir shalim. Zema galeach nazir shalim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, guess what? Both of them have to pay for the entire korban of a nazir. Say no, they're both paying for half. So Amar Rava, Rava says the wording here is important. Hakol modim, everybody agrees. If a guy says I'm bringing half the korbanos of a nazir, chatzi korban maisi, then he brings half the korbanos. Right? If korbanos chatzi nazir alai, everybody also agrees that I'm bringing the korban of a half nazir, I'm bringing all those korban. I'm bringing the korbanos of a half nazir. Then kuli korbaboy asuri. Then he has to bring the full set of korbanos. Why? Because there is no such thing as a half nazir. Right? Again, the comma here and then the delineation is important. If he says I'm bringing half of the korbanos for a nazir, then he brings half. Everybody agrees. If he says I'm bringing the korbanos for half a nazir, well, there is no such thing as half a nazir. So he's bringing all the korbanos, right, for a nazir. But my taima, the ha lo ashkan nazir, why isn't he bringing half? Because the ha lo ashkan nazir is the palga, because there is no such thing as half a nazir. Ki pligi, the machlokas is only belishna demas nisan. If the guy says the specific language of the Mishnah. What was that? Again, that was Harei alai legaleach chatzi nazir. I am going to shave, or i.e. bring the korbanos, for half a nazir. Rabbi Meir, sovar, k'ivan d'amar harei alai, the moment the guy says, I am obligating myself, achayev akulu korban, nazirus. Right? That part, that statement means, harei alai, right? And he's talking, obviously the context has to be, right, that he's talking about korbanos and nazir or whatever, then he has to bring the full slate. V'chik amar chatzi nazirus, and then when he says, oh, by the way, it's half of it, Lav kol kamine, that's not in his power because he already obligated himself, right, to bring the entire thing. For Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan says, no, neder, uposach imahu. Right, meaning that he really made the neder, and he's explaining, right, he has a pesach, meaning he has an opening, meaning he's basically explaining what he meant, right, by the neder. When he said Harei Alai, right, what he meant was, right, that he meant chatzi korbanos nazir. Legaleach chatzi nazir. That's the explanation of Harei Alai, and then therefore he can bring half of it. Okay, we're going to stop at the Mishnah here. We'll go to Vayter and the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.